Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Hall of Fame guest, big issues, Dom Giordano show. That would be the great Andy McCarthy with us. Saw him yesterday immediately after the testimony of Cassidy Hutchinson with Martha. And at that point, he said several things. I'm going to see him 24 hours of reflection with some of the developments. Are they exactly the same? Andy with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Andy, welcome in. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, it's always a pleasure.
Well, doing what you do on Fox with all that testimony to pour through and then come on immediately after it ends, I know is tough business. You did couch it with Martha saying, well, you know, if there's rebuttal, whatever, we have to consider that. But you felt the testimony was devastating to President Trump. With the developments around the Secret Service agents, at least in theory, from what we hear, how do you feel now?
Well, I don't feel any differently, Dom. I think that I'm writing about the issue with the Secret Service agents now because I think it's broadly misunderstood. Hutchinson, you know, there's a lot of chatter out there now that Secret Service is going to contradict what Hutchinson said.
Yes.
And it's important for people to understand Hutchinson never said that she saw the incident in the car. What she said is this was related to her by people who were in the position to know it. And then she described how it was related to her. If it turns out, you know, after some more investigation that it didn't happen the way she said it happened, that doesn't mean she lied, gave false testimony or anything else. She may very well have been told what she says she was told and what she was told was wrong. So, you know, that's what people need to understand. Everybody's saying, like, hearsay, hearsay. The federal rules of evidence don't apply to a congressional investigation, and they never apply in an investigation because the way that we find out what the purpose of an investigation is to try to locate admissible evidence. So we encourage hearsay because that gives us leads where we can, you know, talk to other people and try to find out what happened. So that's number one. Number two, the committee only called Hutchinson after they, you know, they only called her publicly after they interviewed this guy, Agent Engel, Robert Engel, I believe his first
yes.
name is. He's the head of the former president's Secret Service detail, and he's the one who allegedly was involved in this, you know, minor skirmish. So, number one, presumably the committee wouldn't, if they're competent, they wouldn't elicit testimony from Hutchinson that contradicted what Engel told them and then not bring out what Engel said or challenge her testimony with what Engel's version of events was. We don't even know, and this is a problem with the committee, not with Hutchinson. We don't know what Engel said or even if he was asked about what happened
well,
in the
right.
car. So
yeah.
why don't they should well. Release his testimony? And the other thing is she says that when this was told to her, it was by this guy, Tony Ornato, who was the,
yes.
the
deputy chief of staff
at the White House. Right. But she also says that Engel was standing right there when Ornato relayed what happened. And he seemed to be in agreement with Ornato. So if Engel's version of events is different, what we need to know is two things. Number one, is it different? And number two, if it is, why didn't he object when Ornato was saying what he said, or is Ornato wrong? You know, but there's a lot of questions there, but it, none of it necessarily means that Hutchinson didn't tell the truth. And I think if you look at her overall testimony, this is kind of a small thing compared to the rest of it.
Well, I'm in agreement with you. I think the whole problem is with the committee, with the lack of, I mean, I'm rereading, Andy, you actually lived it, you were doing different things. The Watergate, the new Watergate book that's out, and there were some new findings in there, very well written. I'm almost done. And the guy makes the point, Rodino particularly and others, not just because, it wasn't because of Nixon, they hated Nixon, but they knew fairly, and also if they were going to bring down Nixon, they had to perceptually be fair. This committee is not set up to do that. There's no rebuttal. There's not another voice, no cross-examination. So my beef is not with her. I agree with you. It's with the procedure done here that I have little or no trust in. How could I when it's so one-sided?
Yep, that's exactly right, Dom. And let me just address something that's raised by what you just said, which I've been asked a number of times today. Whether President Trump is charged with a crime at some point or not on the basis of all this is going to have nothing to do with what we saw yesterday. The Justice Department does not do or not do something on the basis of what Congress either recommends or elicits in its in its proceedings. They will, you know, her lawyer, Hutchinson's lawyer, Jody Hunt, was a high-ranking official at the Justice Department who worked at the Justice Department for years. It's inconceivable to me that she's not cooperating with the Justice Department if she's cooperating with the committee. So the FBI and the Justice Department will make their own evaluation, and they know a lot more than we do. I suspect they know what Engel would say and what Ornato would say and what the driver who was not identified would say. So they're going to weigh this on their own. And what we saw yesterday is very interesting because I think if the Justice Department is ever going to charge President Trump, I think it's not just a question of whether they have a legally, technically viable case. It's a question of, you know, it's going to rip the country apart to charge a former president unless the country is convinced that he deserved it, that he did something serious enough to warrant it. So that's what this is about.
Okay. Now, one other area, too, and admittedly, this isn't the major thing, but did she misspeak? We have another guy at the White House saying he's the one that wrote that letter that Trump was going to use to tell them to cease and desist. Cassidy said that's her writing, that she's the one that wrote it. That's the type of stuff that you mess up, I guess. I don't think she was just bloviating and lying about it. What did you think about that back and forth?
I think that, you know, it could have been one of these things, you know, just having been in government a long time. It could have been a collaborative thing where somebody was speaking and somebody scribbled it down. And they could be, you know, it'd be interesting to speak to both Eric Hirschman and Hutchinson to, you know, to kind of mesh their version of what happened. I mean, if she claims to have written something she didn't write, that's a problem, because you would presume not only that she would remember that, but that she would recognize her own handwriting. On the other hand, is Hirschman saying that he physically wrote this document or that he's the one who made the point and someone scribbled it down? You know, we don't really know what happened here.
Yeah, well, that's why these people have to be in front of the American public. To your point, when hearsay gets something out there, you know, the moment when we learned about the tapes, for example, then all kinds of people were called to try to run down that rumor or that statement at that point. That's what should be done here. And the only thing I'll say, if they bring the Secret Service agents in and the committee is just overly contentious with them, I think it's going to undercut the committee again. They need a voice here like Howard Baker or somebody like that that was on the Watergate thing. It's the only way it should work.
Yep. And that's why I would keep pivoting back down to the Justice Department, because, you know, no matter what this committee says it finds, they're not ever going to be a satisfying final fact finder for us, because there hasn't been due process. There hasn't been a testing of this evidence. It's really more of a performance than a hearing. I think of a hearing as like an actual adversarial process.
Yes.
That's what we all. So, you know, the final arbiter on this. If the Justice Department pulls the trigger and decide, are you allowed to say pull the trigger anymore? Dumb, I don't even know. But if the
out of
Justice
order.
Right. I am. But if the Justice Department decides to indict, then there's going to be a full blown trial. And, you know, there gets to be a defense and hard questions get asked and all kinds of stuff that we're not seeing in this committee.
Exactly right. Where do we find all things Andy McCarthy, particularly on this, because it's a fluid story?
Yeah, well, I wrote a column about Ms. Hutchinson's testimony last night, and there'll be something else today on the issue that we've been talking about. And I also, I'm glad you mentioned Watergate. I may have told you this already, Don, but I wrote a 50-year retrospective on Watergate. And you and I may be talking about the same book, if it's Jeff Shepard's excellent book on Watergate. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I really thought that was a fabulous book.
Absolutely. Where do I find that, Andy, the 50-year retrospective?
It's at a website called Law and Liberty. Which
Law and Liberty.
Okay. Terrific. Yep.
All right. You know what a nerd I am on this stuff. When I go home tonight, bro, hold the dinner. Andy McCarthy speaking to me here. Thank you, Andy.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thanks Andy, very much.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.